A Better Way to Teach Kids About Thanksgiving. If you learned about Thanksgiving in an American elementary school, chances are you learned that the holiday commemorates how the Pilgrims of Plymouth, Massachusetts, fresh off the Mayflower, celebrated the harvest by enjoying a potluck-style dinner with their friendly Indian neighbors. But while that story is inspired by a real 1621 meal, it reflects neither the 17th century truth nor the 21st century understanding of it. American public memory of Thanksgiving comes from the 19th century, and it can sometimes seem stuck there. An elementary school in Mississippi, for example, drew backlash for a November 15th tweet that included photos of kids dressed up as Native Americans with feather headbands and vests made of shopping bags. Images like those have deep roots in American education, dating back to the decades after Abraham Lincoln declared a day of Thanksgiving in 1863. The Puritan Separatists were rebranded Pilgrims, and an 1889 novel that described their Thanksgiving as an outdoor feast became a bestseller. The growing ad industry helped spread popular images of the tale, not least to classrooms. Drawing in part on depictions of Native Americans in early Westerns, teachers developed skits to make the sentimental journey stick. By the 1920s, Thanksgiving was the most talked-about holiday in U.S. classrooms. The parts that made the colonists look bad were left out. This was no coincidence. A wave of immigration and urbanization around the turn of the 20th century led to a surge of both nativism and nostalgia. One 1887 cartoon compared noble-looking pilgrims confidently striding off the Mayflower with the huddled masses of the day. In the 1940s and 50s, as the Cold War drove another wave of concern about outsiders, imagery of pilgrims again exploded. In some schools, Thanksgiving became one of the only times Native Americans were discussed, often leaving students with a mistaken and damaging impression.